Clouds departed Sunday afternoon, peeling away the rain that clung to Onionfest since opening on Friday. Innisfil Community Events President Chris Reynolds Jr. said the agricultural-themed event aligns with similar-themed events across Simcoe County like Potato Fest in Alliston and Carrot Fest in Bradford West Gwillimbury, and reminds residents, Innisfil is still a major agricultural hub. The arrival of summer event originally started as Summerfest, changed to Ribfest and now evolved to Onionfest, with the major sponsor Horodinsky Farms from the Holland Marsh. Occupying the parking lot behind the recreation complex on Young Street, the Rain or Shine weekend event kicked off Friday evening with live music. Saturday saw the official opening ceremonies with the Innisfil pipes and drums and music continuing through the afternoon, but Reynolds said the torrential downpour nixed plans later in the evening, including the closing fireworks. Sunday saw bingo and more musical performances, closing with an Elvis tribute. Reynolds said the takeaway should be the entire experience. Memories for the kids, for the parents, they come for the food, entertainment and that good local connection, said Reynolds. The Midway was the center of children's activities with traditional rides like the Scrambler and games like the Fish Pond. Interacting with wee ones were performers from Hoop U, like Lucy Loop, who was meandering around on stilts pretending to chop onions with giant cleavers, and Zowie Stardust, keeping the children engaged with walls of bubbles. Alexander Jelly held his daughter up on his shoulders as Stardust enveloped them in a torrent of large bubbles. The family has come for the event since the beginning. New this year was a display of classic and exotic cars from the Innisfil Beach Cruisers with 60s muscle cars and a bright orange Lamborghini. Declan Grealish and his dad Seamus came with the family from Schaumburg and were entranced by the Italian machine. Seamus said his son was overwhelmed at the surprise exhibit as it's a car he has been dreaming of for years. First-time visitors Doug and Jenny Tomlinson, who were looking for something to fill their day Sunday, enjoyed all the distractions at Onionfest and were pleasantly surprised at the parting gift keeping in the spirit of the day, as they received a bag of onions as they left.